to the Caffeination Nation. My name is Louis Shoup, and welcome to another hopefully interesting episode of the WTF Files with Louis Shoup, which sometimes stands for what the fuck, but sometimes I will also say what the flying fuck to differentiate myself from all the other WTF authors out there, because the fucks keep flying every day. Ever since I declared my renewed declaration of candidacy a few weeks back, life has been getting rather interesting for me. Among other ills I've been going through various password resets every day almost, especially on Facebook and on some of the other places. I admin roughly about 50 or 75 different groups, some of them quite large and quite local, and I'll be the first person to admit, I can be a bastard for letting people in. Why? Because there's so many scammers and jammers out there. There are warranty salespeople. There are lots of duct cleaning posts out there. And with my local groups, I limit that to local businesses only. Okay, if you can prove to me you're a local business, more than likely I'll let you through. If you answer my questions, I will study your application more, and maybe I'll even get a chuckle out of some of the answers when I ask the question, prove to me you're not a bot. So that's that. But if they don't answer the questions, I don't give it a second thought. I even accidentally deleted a reporter from somewhere. I won't name him publicly, but this reporter came on, wanted to join one of my groups, but he didn't answer the questions. And he didn't agree to the rules. And if you don't answer the questions and you don't agree to the rules, poof, there you go. You're gone. That's why my biggest group, local group, is about maybe 30,000 some people. But this other group, it's an Easton-based group. I had an issue with the admin earlier because she doesn't want to engage the Trump believers. If you recall, Trump believers are the ones who drank the Kool-Aid and are still alive yet. Not like all the people who drank this hydroxychloroquine could have caused up to 17,000 deaths during COVID because Donald Trump said, what do you have to lose? The problem with drinking that Kool-Aid is you die. And that's in addition to the millions of negligent deaths that Donald Trump is responsible for. So much so that I gathered up with a group of people yesterday. We had a small rally. I wish it would have been bigger, but it was snowing and the snow was threatening. But we had four people come out, and we stood there for about an hour in the freezing cold, and my fingers got frozen, and I'm doing the potty dance, and I'm doing the sign dance and all that there. And most of the horn honks we got were actually in support of our protest against Donald Trump and his big lie that he tried to impart on Congress on January 6, 2021, when he led an insurrectionist mob and directed them to attack Congress while the transfer of power was taking place. That's one of the reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing. We got to do something different here. The world is burning up as we speak right now. Back in 2017, it was an inside job where somebody on the inside of the CIA went and leaked all the hacking tools that they had. Iran got a hold of them, China got a hold of them, Russia got a hold of them, and now they're using those tools against us, and they're feeding all kinds of disinformation. And I learned recently that one of the crooks behind Donald Trump's attempt to hold on to power and all the other bovine manure that he put us through with his 4 years of the presidency, his name is Roger Stone. And lo and behold, he has a radio show on WABC. Imagine that. So I actually listened to it. It seems very well scripted. He's got probably a lot of professional writers and a lot of supporters. And I would wager good money that Putin, either directly or indirectly, It's feeding him bovine manure to speak to his masses. But we're going to talk about something else here for a moment. The other day, there was a shooting in Perry, Iowa. A small town in Iowa is stunned but pulling together after a school shooting in which a 17-year-old killed a sixth-grade student and wounded seven other people before authorities say he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Whether that's true itself or not, I would question. But the fact of the matter is, why could this 17-year-old feel so bullied? He was bullied in school, okay? And the school apparently didn't do enough to stop him. They could have done this, but they didn't. One of the tenets of my campaign, number 26, if respect for human life is not taught to our young, our free society will teach a lack of respect to those who would listen. And this 17-year-old listened. Nobody else could reach him. If they tried out at that school in Perry, Iowa, they failed. They failed that kid, and they failed every single one that he shot. Education is the key. Everybody, okay, the moms, the dads, the uncles, the priest, the teacher, the principal, the school psychologist, the school custodian, everybody in that child's life has to drill into them that human life is to be respected and not thrown away so meaninglessly. A situation here in Allentown, there was a mass shooting last weekend where a one-year-old boy died. I don't recall the fellow's name, but he did end up turning himself in to Lehigh County Prison, and he's in the system now. But the news, the local news, or any other news for that matter, hasn't said anything yet on what motivated him to shoot a one-year-old boy. He was in his 20s. I think he was 23, 24, so he was past the point where a school could have intervened. But it's a fair bet that he went to Allen High School, or possibly Dearth, here in Allentown. There's two different high schools, and they failed. They failed to reach him. Why? Why did they fail? We don't know that yet, but I'd like to find that out. And given the option, I'd like to interview him myself maybe down the road to find out what triggers a person to go on a shooting rampage like that. I mean, being on the internet, okay, you got to have a thick skin. I've been on these interwebs maybe too long myself for well over 30 years. I've done a lot of things on the internet over the years. I've seen a lot of bovine manure, and you got to have a thick skin with all the idiots that came on after Endless September began, when all the AOL idiots came on and ruined everything for the internet, and we're still dealing with that. And Russia is exploiting that. They're exploiting that with all their misinformation. I had a woman tonight come on to the event page. I'm not going to name her publicly today, but I know her name, and I know how to find her later. And she tried to spam the event page on Facebook saying, oh, Trump 2024. Yeah, she's not that bright. But she works a government job, and people like that worry me. People like Roger Stone worry me. People like Republicans worry me because they support Donald Trump. They support his big lie. They support his bovine manure. They support Putin. Even now, they're in Congress trying to derail aid to Israel and aid to the Ukraine in response to what they claim is a crisis at the southern border. What nobody is mentioning, nobody, is that our southern border is super secure, believe it or not, okay? Our borders with Mexico, and not as much with Canada, but within 100 miles of these national borders. Our constitutional rights don't exist, okay? Within 100 miles of these borders, anybody can be pulled over and searched and strip searched and cavity searched. Anybody. Your 12-year-old daughter riding with you, she can get a cavity search if she's within 100 miles of the border. Our borders are secure, but you'll never hear that. You'll never, ever, ever hear that unless you know somebody who saw all the surveillance along our southern border in particular. It is the most surveilled spot outside of China, which has the largest mass surveillance society humanity has ever seen. Well over 1 billion people have to be monitored, and they're using artificial intelligence for this. The same kind of artificial intelligence our government wants to use against us, against our Fourth Amendment, against our Second Amendment, against our First Amendment. You think we got freedom here? Let me tell you something, pal. We are not free. This is one of the reasons why I'm running for Congress. If you go to shootforcongress.com right now, you'll see where I have laid out roughly 33 different points, and one of them is the reversal of the infringements of our Bill of Rights, our Second Amendment, our Fourth Amendment, our First Amendment. Freedom is a scary thing. Republicans don't want to deal with it, though. They want to lie to you. They think they have the freedom to lie. And we must change this. This is why I'm running. This is why I'm running. The big thing I'm interested in, though, there's many other things. I want to reverse Citizens United, get big money out of politics. It doesn't belong in government politics. Our country, we have the best democracy money can buy, and it's getting even worse. Millions and millions of dollars are flowing in. Trump. Speaking of Trump, I'm going to do that a lot in the near future because he's such a fucking ass. Some people might even call him the Antichrist. I'm not going to necessarily go that far, but I did predict back in 2015, and I lost friends over this, I predicted back then that people would die. I could have swore it was going to be a nuke. He was going to set off a nuke somewhere, and God knows he might already have threatened that once or twice. I had no idea until 2020 came along that it would have been a pandemic and that millions of American citizens are dead and millions more around the world are dead because of him. But back to what I was saying about him, he took in like millions of dollars in foreign money. And it's just now coming out on the mainstream media. People out there say that the mainstream media is biased. Well, yes, they can be. They can be biased because they are being played by all manner of people from North Korea, from China. China, those are the same people that tried to hack me 2 years ago, by the way. They don't want me in Congress. They don't want me anywhere near government. That's why they tried to hack me, like I said. Republicans don't want me either because I'm speaking out against them, and rightfully so. If you're a sane Republican, let's talk. Let's be civil. Let us do no harm. But if you're going to come at me with Trump bullshit, fuck you and the horse you rode in under. Seriously, it pisses me off that much. Thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars. Hollywood, they program our young, deliver through TikTok, Twitter, and many more that manipulate the algorithms while customizing their own programming. They don't call it programming for no reason, especially TikTok. TikTok is manipulated and controlled by a malevolent China. And I really wish some of my friends would wake up to that, but especially the ones who use it. The family-minded zone like to report on the latest thing on TikTok. It's all controlled by the Chinese. Stop using it. Wake the fuck up, people. Was this guy in Perry, this 17-year-old in Perry, Indiana, was he programmed by TikTok? We don't know. Was that 23-year-old who shot that one-year-old boy here in Allentown last weekend, was he manipulated by TikTok? TikTok has manipulates the algorithm so that it shows you what it wants you to see, much like Facebook. Facebook does the same thing. So does Twitter. I'm not on Twitter that much anymore. I still post on there once in a while, but the maggots are taking over Twitter. They're surrounding Elon Musk, and they're filling his ears, and they're filling his eyeballs with all manner of bovine manure, and they pay for this privilege. They pay him 10, 12 bucks a month. I don't pay him anymore. I'm not going to pay him anymore. Because he's a schmuck. He's bigger than a schmuck, actually. He's mega rich, and he is heavily influenced by all manner of people. And he's not listening to reason. He's not listening to reason at all. But again, all these social media services, they try to manipulate people. The difference between the major services, I can't explain about Mark Zuckerberg. He's supposed to be an American, whether he works for an American or not, or whether he gets deep money from the deep state for all his information. We don't know that yet. Elect me to Congress and I'll find out. If I get inside the halls of Congress, I can find out these things. And if I see something that doesn't endanger national security, I will say something. If not, I'm going to find out why, because I intend on working for the voter. I intend on working for the registered voter. And let me explain what I mean there. Rather than being beholden to parties or being whipped by parties, I'm going to be the fellow going in there with a whip. Okay? Seriously, I will whip Congress into doing my bidding and into doing your bidding. Okay? Because the registered voter, I will have organized into like a special forum where only registered voters of the PA 7th Congressional District will be. In order for you to get into this group, you have to show me your ID, you have to show me your voter registration, and you have to show me a physical ID that proves you are who you say you are and that you are that you can be lawfully admitted to this registered voters group only. And it's only going to be used for that purpose, nothing else. Once you're in there, you'll see various postings on bills that come down through Congress that other people propose. We can discuss these bills, the merits, the good, the bad, the ugly, the what the fuck, okay? You can also propose laws and or amendments that maybe I can get in and get a rider on there somehow or get it attached to a piece of legislation. And also, you can take a look at my legislative agenda that I have at shootforcongress.com, and you can input your thoughts on that, whether you agree with it, whether you don't agree with it. If you don't agree with it, tell me why. I'm open to reason. I would be open to reason. I'm not open to bullshit, though. Don't feed me the bullshit, or I will mock you, and I will sock you down. But be reasonable. You want laws passed? You want the southern border secure? I agree. We should secure the southern border. It is secure, much more secure than the Republicans like Roger Stone and all the other pundits are lying about on radio. I've listened to so much radio in the past few weeks. I can't believe the bullshit they're spitting out. Seriously. It's like Rush Limbaugh died and got reincarnated into 100 little Rush Limbaughs that are all out in the media land spewing bullshit. And the sad thing is some of my friends are buying into this. It saddens me. That's why I'm here doing this. Look for this. I'm going to try and do a show here every day. Trying to get out there into the world of Facebook is a challenge. I spent 8 hours today, roughly 8 hours, seeding this particular show out into all the groups. Most, some of them I admin, a lot of them I don't. And I got notified from 3 groups, and I got a warning from 1 group. I'm not going to mention their names, but if you don't see me posting in that group, it's a fair bet that I was removed. So there are people out there who don't want politics, yet they'll post their own politics. One person posted a petition drive on change.org, wanting to get something done near Hellertown. I posted a lot of stuff about the Satan Club that wanted to come to Saucon Valley High School and host a meeting there. It's politics for me and not for thee, seems to be their motto. Again, I'm not going to mention those names, but you can pretty much figure it out. So at the end of the day, I'm going to need help. I need help. I can keep doing this show here indefinitely, and I got other plans coming down the road. They changed the state calendar so that February 14th will be the first day I will be collecting signatures. If you want to help, get a hold of me. I can use all the help I can get. I need to collect. I don't know the number of signatures I need to collect in order to get on the ballot, but the more signatures I get, the more that will survive the vetting. And that will happen within the week after August 1st, which will be the last day I can collect signatures. I expect a legal challenge. I expect somebody, probably Republicans, maybe even Democrats, to issue a legal challenge, and I might have to pay money, and they have to pour through all my signatures that I collect to make sure that they are valid so that they can do their very best to kick me off the ballot and prevent real change from coming to this land. And I need money. I need money to do that. If you go to shootforcongress.com right now, I got a fundraising site set up, okay? There's a QR code, and there's a link right under the first paragraph at shootforcongress.com. That's www.shupeforcongress.com. It points to my platform on realchange.us. realchange.us. That's been my site for at least 10 years now. I've got 4 or 5 years worth of podcasts, postings about election warnings, about hacking into voting machines. I'm probably the only candidate in this country that has legally hacked voting machines. And until last November, shortly after Election Day last November, I was a judge of elections here in Lehigh County. And Lehigh County uses paper, hand-marked paper ballots. And that's another one of my things that I have, one of my other tenants on my platform, hand-marked paper ballots throughout the land, with the exception of what's known as an ADA machine or American with Disabilities Act. There are people who are blind or visually challenged. There are others who can't hear. And then there's others who can only hear. And that's what these specific machines are set up for. I think I've only seen one used once. A blind person came in where I was a judge of elections, and they had to hook up the headphones, and the headphones guided them to conduct their vote. And then the card was printed out, and it was inserted into the scanning machine, and it was counted. And so that's how that worked. Hate. Hate is a problem. There is so much hate on Facebook. I've seen so much hate on Facebook. I've seen it on there for, I've been on Facebook now for about, what, 12 years, I think? I've managed many groups, seen a lot of things come and go, but the hatred that Trump brings along, it's incredible. Children are far more impressionable than adults. This 23-year-old that shot the one boy in Allentown was. So was this 17-year-old in Perry, Iowa. But this respect that I talk about, this respect for life, must be taught early, often, and by every adult figure in that children's or that child's world, including parents, schools, churches, extracurricular activities. Hey, Moms for Liberty, I hope you're listening to me tonight. I've never advertised in your group, but some of your members are members of my groups. Okay? Freedom is scary, isn't it now? We must deal with it. We can't regulate free speech on these platforms. There's no way to do it, with the exception of China. We can close them off at the root DNS server. But social media must change. On the one hand, we can't regulate free speech. It's a free society. We have to teach our children this, okay? Maybe some of them will turn out gay after all. Maybe some of them will do something else. I don't know. Freedom is scary, but we as a society must deal with it. Dealing with it, however, doesn't mean that we shout fire in a crowded theater or manipulate that speech to produce hatred, like China is doing right now with TikTok, like Elon Musk is doing with Twitter, and like Facebook has been doing since the whole time I've been on it. It's a quandary. It really is a quandary. On the one hand, we got free speech. On the other hand, we got freedom. And on the other hand, we got people who manipulate this. The algorithms on Facebook, for example, these algorithms are rudimentary artificial intelligences, of which there are several. I've written about it before. You can look for it on realchange.us. They manipulate these algorithms so that it shows you things that will make you angry, things that will make you pissed. To a point, I could see that, because there's a lot of bullshit going on in the world. People getting shot, children getting shot. But on the other hand, it's also unreasonable. It's an amazingly sad thing. And the only way that I can see to fix this is within the halls of Congress, which Congress right now is almost evenly divided. Maybe a few more Republicans in the House, maybe a couple more Democrats in the Senate. It's been that way for too long. And I could swear that George Washington, the founder of our country, saw this. He foresaw this in his final address that he made at Mount Vernon. He warned us that partisan political parties would create a major conflict in everything we do. And he was right. We need to step away from that brink, because the world is burning. And if we don't invoke real change, more people are going to start dying. Israel, Hamas, is a good example of that. We got a right-wing nut named Benjamin Netanyahu who tried to overrule the rule of law. The Israeli Supreme Court recently shut that down. And they shut this down during a wartime, because Sinwar, the head of Hamas, took advantage of this. Him and Netanyahu, they had a sweetheart deal going on. It was to the advantage of Sinwar so that Palestinians in Gaza could travel into Israel and work, for example, or travel to the West Bank and work. He did this to the exclusion of the Palestinian Liberation Organization headed by Mahmoud Abbas, I think his name is. He was shut out. He didn't want a two-state solution. So he figured if he made a sweetheart deal with Hamas, that all would be well. And it was for a while. But then Hamas turned to Iran, and they started building up. And next thing you know, he stabbed Netanyahu in the back. And he crossed the border with his people. They killed 1,200 Israelis at first. Drug about 240 people back to Gaza and are still holding about half of them hostage. Yeah, everybody is blaming Israel for it. This is Iranian propaganda talking, okay? Because shortly after that, we discovered all the rockets that Hamas has, all the attacks that they've been doing ever since. But Israel is supposed to be the bad guy. The whole thing is sad because on the one hand, they're not wrong. Hamas and the Gazans and the Palestinians are not wrong. Over 20,000 of them are dead now because of this. All we see now are deaths and destruction from a right-wing Israeli government. And this is being pushed by Iran and by other Arab nations who have access to CIA hacking tools. They have this and they've been doing this. And meanwhile, in Israel, we got a right-wing nut, an extreme right-wing nut, Israel's version of Donald Trump, who's basically killing everybody. And they're not being picky enough like they used to be. In 1972, the raid on Entebbe, for example, in Uganda, those Israeli soldiers were crack. They were snappy. They did their job quick and they got out. The Six-Day War back in 1967, they did that shit quick. This Israeli army has gotten caught off guard. They got caught off guard, and it's a total tragedy. At this point, my suggestion would be to stop the killing, stop the bombing, and embrace the Palestinians as brothers. Sounds radical, doesn't it? Peace. What a radical process. What a radical thought. What's wrong with peace? They're killing their brothers. Okay? Back in the days of yore, when Israel was chased out of their ancient land, not all of them left. Some of the ancient Israelites stayed. And so many of them mixed and intermingled with Muslims who came in, with Arabs who came in. They're all mixed. And it's a fair bet that they are all descendants of the Lost Tribes of Israel. Google the Lost Tribes of Israel, and you'll see what I'm talking about. They intermixed with various other Arabs, Egyptians, Turks, during the Crusades, the people who came from Europe and stayed, they're all mixed. And now they're dying. There's no purity test. Google it. Bet you won't find one. Adolf Hitler wanted a purity test for his Aryan nation. He never came up with one. The whole point of a purity test is a folly. It just means that one race can attack another race, being racist, and killing them. And that's wrong. Just because they're another race, that's wrong. Just because they're another religion, that's wrong. I hear that Christianity, Hebrew, and Islam are all supposed to be religions of peace. Well, if they're supposed to be religions of peace, why in the flying fuck are they at war? Really? Peace is the answer, not war. They need to stop. At some point in the near future, I'm going to have a couple of guests on. Not today, but I'm going to bring some local voices back on in the near future. We're going to talk more about their vantage point, their viewpoints. One who is a devout Hebrew, the other is a devout Muslim, and we need to get this together here, and we need to I need to find a way to get the word to Netanyahu. These right wing nuts have to get out of their government. They tried to take over the judiciary. They tried to replace the judiciary, and they failed. And they're failing now, and people are dying. The dying has to stop. We'll talk about that more in the future. 515-605-9898. I will take your calls. I got some time to play with. If anybody's actually listening and wants to talk, be civil. Let us do no harm. 515-605-9898 is the number. You can call from anywhere in this country or anywhere on this planet if you got the right telephone connection. I don't know. I've never taken a foreign caller. And my super admin tools tell me that I actually get traffic from China listening to me. Five one five 605-9898, or I'll just ramble on. I got some time to kill. The entire Star Wars saga, from the first movie to the last, can be boiled down to two words: bad parenting. Han Solo was killed by his own son. Did they have the internet in the Star Wars universe? That would be an interesting question. How did Kylo Ren, the son of Han Solo and Princess Leia, how did Kylo Ren get so angry that he trashed a ship's console, a navigation console on a starship, with his lightsaber? He displayed such anger. Did they weaponize him somehow? How was he manipulated into being so angry? That scares me. That scares me because here comes the future, whether you like it or not. A lot of people my age are watching this. Some of them are shaking their heads. Others are living it up, drowning in the bovine manure like a pig in shit. And in 20 or 30 years, we're going to be gone. Nobody lives forever. That's the funny thing about life. Nobody gets out alive. And I worry about the future. I worry about the future of an America that becomes like China. Imagine the terror for a moment if Donald Trump were to win. 515-605-9898 is the call-in number. You're welcome to call in. Lehigh County for a Stronger Tomorrow just now approved my post for tonight's episode. A little late, but thank you for posting. Perhaps in the future I'll post, in future shows I'll post the host call-in number. I can always answer the phone on this end. I have this virtual console before me, and it seems to be working well, which I'm happy about. 515-605-9898. The thought of a Trump presidency again terrifies me. And it should terrify you too. Because now we've got artificial intelligence. We've got the second best surveillance state on the planet Earth. And I don't say that calling it the best. This is a good thing. This is a terrible thing. Our children are being condemned to a life of mass surveillance. And most of it you can't see. We are not free. I can't stress that far enough. And the only way to begin changing that is to send me to Congress. Send me to Congress with a bullwhip. Seriously. I'll start whipping some of those Republicans if I have to. But at the very, but at the beginning, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go to Congress whip in hand and clean them out like Jesus did to the money changers, although it's very tempting. I could do my best Jesus impersonation, but I'm going to save that for a rainy day. Seriously, if I get a chance to meet them face-to-face, if I get a chance to meet Marjorie Taylor Greene, or if I get a chance to meet Lauren Boebert, or if I get a chance to meet Ted Cruz, I will do my best to be civil. I want to talk to them, actually. They're all members of the Federalist Society. And the I've never talked about that one before. The Federalists. I've been checking them out. I remember listening to an audiobook when I was blind several years ago called The Federalist Papers. Most people read it. I listened to it because I found it impossible to read. They had a lot of interesting points, and believe it or not, I actually agree with some of them, especially when it concerns the word infringe. I do believe in an originalist view of the Constitution, and that's the problem nowadays because nobody else does. Definitely the Democrats. They don't believe in an originalist Constitution. I do. Every gun law is an infringement. The question for our society that we must answer is how much of an infringement are we willing to tolerate? We've been tolerating great infringement. Every time the Democrats come to power, they're always trying to enact a gun law. I am against that. Every time the Democrats come to power, they behave like the Republicans and limit our free speech. Or most in particular, mass surveillance. I'm a big fan of anti-mass surveillance. I don't want to see my descendants slaves to the state and whoever controls it. And if it's Donald Trump, life is going to be much worse. The first time millions of people died. If Trump becomes president again, it will be much worse this time. And I fear even a nuke might be set off. But even if not, listening to some of this bovine manure on the radio now and how they're all Putin apologists and how they want to work with Putin and tell Ukraine to back off and suck it up, buttercup, fuck them. I will not allow my descendants to be slaves to the surveillance state, no matter who controls it, even if Biden should win. And I hope he does. Compared to Trump or anybody else. He controls the surveillance state. Why is Trump still free? I can understand Jack Smith's point, and I've had conversations with Jack Smith already. He wants to be careful, and I can't blame him there for being careful. Right now, Trump is going in front of the Supreme Court on February 8th. That's when arguments begin over the Supreme Court of Colorado's decision to ban Trump from the ballot on the grounds of the 14th Amendment, Section 3. That amendment doesn't specify whether Trump is convicted or not. There is no conviction needed. Why is it? And I've asked this question hundreds of times. Why is it our Constitution is considered the highest law in the land, yet it is infringed the most and infringers punished the least? Riddle me this, people, please. I want a good answer. I haven't gotten one yet. Well, actually, I got close to a good one once, and I posted a link to it on shoopforcongress.com. I'm going to refer to that several times again. Check it out for yourself. There's actually a friend of mine who came up with an explanation. I don't recall it offhand, but I haven't heard anybody else chime in, and I wish they would. Let us talk, because we can't deal with another Trump presidency. We can't deal with Republican thievery and bovine manure. We must end it. Maybe we should ban the Republican Party. That's an idea. That's right. We can ban it. The 14th Amendment, Section 3, also includes for those who are enabled. Let me see here for a moment. Let me consult the Almighty Oracle. The Almighty Oracle, that is Google. No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elect president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state, and then I clicked on the link, or as a member of any state legislation, or as an executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. No conviction necessary, but Congress may by a vote of two-thirds of each house remove such disability. That's the only escape clause. Congress, not state legislators, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. And here's my proposition for the listener. That includes the Republican Party. They have done this consistently since 2016, and they're doing it now. They're flooding the airwaves with bovine manure, saying, oh, Trump wasn't that bad. He's the number one. I'll bet you those polls were rigged, and they're being rigged right now. We just don't have evidence of it yet. Evidence always comes out after the fact. The evidence of Trump's crimes didn't come out until after millions of people died. If Trump and the Republicans win again, more people will die. Send me to Congress, and I will do my best to end it. 515-605-9898. Got 10 minutes left. The proceeding I just read from is a disqualification from holding office, and that includes the state. State Senator Doug Mastriano is currently under investigation now. Why is Biden not pushing this? At least not publicly. He gave a big speech the other day down in Valley Forge. His actions speak louder than his words. He is the president of the most powerful nation on this planet. Yet I've had this long-standing theory, and I'd love to find out for sure. The only way I can do that is to get elected to Congress. But I would love to find out for sure why he's not pursuing it. Is he afraid of being a partisan? Do these people care more for their sources and methods of mass surveillance than in restoring our democracy to what it should be? Which should be a civil discussion. There should be civility in our political discussions. But it's not because of people who want power, people who thirst for power. People who don't want to give it up. People who want to make money. Banning stock trading is another option I put on my platform. Or if it's not there, it might not be. I'm damn well going to put it on there soon myself. Why are congressional members allowed to trade and buy stock? They have insider information, the biggest insider information even. Yet they're allowed to do this. 515-605-9898. Taking your calls. Want to call in and tell me I'm a jerk? Here's your chance. If not, there'll be other times. My Democrat opponent, I'll speak about her for a few moments. I'm not going to trash talk her or anything like that today. But she wrote this op-ed the other day about some of the good she's done. And she tries. She actually has done some good. She's not perfect. And I'll reveal that down the road later on. But she has done good, and I agree with that. We were friends. We know who we are. I first met her roughly 2015 when my friend Robert and I made an appearance in front of Allentown City Council to propose a simple resolution, a non-binding resolution in favor of the American Anti-Corruption Act, which is another thing on my list of things to do. I want to propose on my first day a version of the American Anti-Corruption Act to get big money out of politics. And I will push the other congressional members to learn about this and to agree with this rather than listen to the Federalist Society or worse. But anyhow, that's where I met Susan Weil. She was a solicitor for the city of Allentown. And we've had a pretty fairly good relationship ever since. As for my Republican opponents, I'm not going to mention any names. There's about three, maybe five of them out to secure the Republican nomination. But if there's one thing I will say about Susan Wilde, if there's one thing I will say about the eventual winner of the Republican primary, and what I will say about any other D or R for any office, is that when you vote for them, that's it. When they go to their office, when they go to their jobs, they're going to be whipped. That happens every time and has been happening for decades. They elect, in particular in our U.S. Congress, in the Senate and in the House of Representatives, they elect people to be party whips, okay? Their goal, their job is to whip the other representatives in the same party to toe the party line. They don't work for you. They work for the party. Yeah, you can go to a congressional office or a legislative office, maybe get some help with various things. They have staff for that. Susan Wilde, I think, has three, maybe four congressional offices here in the Lehigh Valley and in Lehighton, where people can go if they have a complaint against the federal government or they have an issue, they can discuss it with a staffer, and in some cases they can get through to her. I never could. They don't like me for some reason. But their office does a lot of good when the right person is at the helm. When the wrong person is at the helm, not so good. Trying to get an appointment with former Senator Pat Toomey was an impossibility. I couldn't get past the staffer. I couldn't get past a staffer. I'm not going to mention any names, but she wouldn't let me get past. And now he's rich and retired, and he's got all manner of money. 515-605-9898 is the number to give me a call. But if I were to get elected to Congress, yeah, I would have them do that. But rather than depend on the party for support, I would depend on the registered voter. In this forum that I mentioned before, where the registered voter can talk with other registered voters. They can discuss policy. They can discuss laws that they might want to get passed. You get enough people to pass it, or if you get enough people to vote in on it, we'll write it up, and I'll submit it. I intend to work for the registered voter, and I need your help in order to do that. I need to get in that door, and I can't do it without money, and I can't do it without your vote. Money's another story. I need money. I'm broke as fuck. I'll admit it here and now. Gas is $3 a gallon, over $3 a gallon. Probably going to go to $4 or $5 a gallon if the Republicans win. Prices are expensive. What used to be a dollar cheeseburger at McDonald's is now $4. I actually went to the McDonald's for the first time the other day and damn near died of a heart attack just because of the price increase. A Big Mac was $10. I can't afford that. Most people can't either. You want to see prices go up again? Elect more Republicans. I need help. I can't do it without you. I need money. If you go to shootforcongress.com, you'll see a link to my donation platform as well as a QR code. It's a picture. If you take a picture with your smartphone, whether it's an iOS or an Android, it'll take you directly to the page where you can donate to my campaign. And I need all the help I can get. I got bills I got to pay for this campaign. I'm going to have bigger bills for this campaign if I'm successful. I'm pretty sure I'm going to need hundreds, if not thousands of dollars for lawyer fees because I know I'm going to be challenged. They're going to challenge me to make sure that all my signatures are legal and valid and that they were collected legally. And they are allowed to do that by law. I need money for advertising. Advertising's not cheap. Hell, it took me 8 hours just to advertise on Facebook, and I got to do something different with the advertising because that's a lot of time I could have done something different. Got another? Well, I guess that's the warning, so no phone calls today. Stand by for another show. I hope to do this one tomorrow night at 7:30, and I want to do them on a daily basis. If I keep doing them on a daily basis, maybe people will start noticing me. I need people to notice me, to hear my message, so that we can invoke real change on this land and not the change that Donald Trump is promising. Send me to Congress, shoopforcongress.com. With that, I'm going to sign off. Have a nice day, everybody.